November 18th through the 24th. James. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. Before reading this outline, read the Epistle of James and pay attention to promptings you receive. What principles do you find that would bless and edify your class members? Refer to this outline for additional teaching ideas. Invite sharing. Invite class members to share verses from James that inspire them to be doers of the word. See James chapter 1, verse 22. If it's not too personal, they could also share what they feel they need to act on individually or as families.
Teach the doctrine. James chapter 1, verses 5 through 6. When we ask in faith, God gives liberally. The principles taught in James chapter 1, verses 5 through 6 led Joseph Smith to a life-changing spiritual experience, and they can bless each of us in some way. Perhaps you could write questions like the following on the board and ask class members to ponder them silently. What influence has James chapter 1, verses 5 through 6 had in your life? What has Joseph Smith's experience with these verses taught you about seeking wisdom about your own questions? See Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 10 through 17. What experiences have taught you that the testimony of James is true? See Joseph Smith History, 1, 26. Invite class members to share thoughts they have after pondering these questions. Perhaps class members could put James 1, 5 through 6 into their own words. How does this help them understand these verses better? To help class members remember that God has promised to give liberally to His children when they approach Him in prayer, ask class members to share experiences in which the promise in James 1, 5 through 6 was fulfilled in their lives. What have they learned as they have asked Heavenly Father to confirm their own questions about gospel truths? James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Chapter 5, verses 7 through 11. Patient endurance eventually leads to perfection. To start a discussion on James's teachings about patience in these verses, you might invite class members to share experiences when they had to be patient and what they learned from that experience. Then they could search James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, chapter 5, verses 7 through 11 for principles that they can apply to their experiences. They might also find applicable principles in the video Continue in Patience on LDS.org, or President Dieter F. Uchtdorf's message Continue in Patience from the Ensign or Liahona, May 2010. Why is patience necessary as we strive toward perfection? What has helped class members develop patience in their lives? James chapter 1, verses 3 through 8, verses 21 through 25, and chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. Faith without works is dead. One way to discuss James's teachings about faith and works could be to divide your class into two groups, one to explore why faith requires action, and the other why our actions require faith. To do this, they could read Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, and verses 21 through 25, and chapter 2, verses 14 through 26, and Joseph Smith History 1, 19. Then each group could share what they found and discuss why both faith and works are necessary. To help class members ponder more deeply the memorable phrase, "Faith without works is dead," see James 2, 26. You could write the following sentence on the board. Faith without works is like blank without blank. Invite class members to think of creative ways to complete the sentence and let them write their ideas on the board. They might also benefit from doing this activity in pairs or small groups. The story told by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf in additional resources could add to their understanding of this principle. What can we do to continually act on our faith in Jesus Christ? James chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. As disciples of Jesus Christ, we should love all people, regardless of their circumstances. to help inspire class members to show Christ-like love to everyone, regardless of others' situation or outward appearance. You could ask class members to take turns reading verses from James chapter 1 verses 9 through 11, chapter 2 verses 1 through 10, chapter 5 verses 1 through 6. Discuss questions like the following. What does it mean to have respect to persons? See James 2:9. Why do we sometimes treat those who have money, fame, or power differently than those who don't? How can we avoid treating others differently based on what their circumstances are? In what way are faithful followers of the Savior really the richest of all? See James 2:5. James chapter 3. The words we use have the power to hurt or bless others. The powerful images James used can provide helpful reminders and motivation to use words, both spoken and written, to uplift others. Consider inviting class members to scan James chapter 3 looking for images that describe how language is used to hurt or bless others. Some class members might enjoy drawing pictures of these images. How do these images illustrate James's instructions in this chapter? For example, how can our words be like a fire? What images can class members think of to demonstrate the positive power that language can have? You might invite class members to ponder how they can apply James's counsel. Encourage learning at home. To encourage class members to read 1 and 2 Peter, invite them to look for doctrinal teachings in these epistles that are better understood because of the restoration of the gospel. How do these teachings testify of the prophetic mission of Joseph Smith?
Additional resources. James. Faith in Action. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf taught, quote, "There is an old Jewish tale about a soap maker who did not believe in God. One day, as he was walking with the rabbi, he said, 'There is something I cannot understand. We have had religion for thousands of years, but everywhere you look, there is evil, corruption, dishonesty, injustice, pain, hunger, and violence. It appears that religion has not improved the world at all. So I ask you, what good is it?' The rabbi did not answer for a time, but continued walking with the soapmaker. Eventually, they approached a playground, where children covered in dust were playing in the dirt. 'There is something I don't understand,' the rabbi said. 'Look at those children. We have had soap for thousands of years, and yet those children are filthy. What good is soap?' The soap maker replied, 'But Rabbi, it isn't fair to blame soap for these dirty children. Soap has to be used before it can accomplish its purpose.' The rabbi smiled and said, 'Exactly.'" End quote. From "The Just Shall Live by Faith," Ensign Liahona, April 2017. Improving our teaching. Encourage a respectful environment. Quote, "Help your class members understand that each of them affects the spirit of the class. Encourage them to help you establish an open, loving, and respectful environment so that everyone feels safe sharing their experiences, questions, and testimonies." End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 15.